following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your Trump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong way.
You're going the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Of course, I don't need to tell you how outstanding the Seahawks are because they did a pretty good job of describing themselves as outstanding during the year. You may have heard about the Legion of Boom.
Yes, we've heard about the Legion of Boom.
You may have heard about the Legion of Boom, Tom.
Yes.
The Legion of Boom. You know what? Half of our audience is going, God damn it, fuck him! Fuck Obama, fuck him!
And the other half is going, that's right, Prez, you tell him!
The other half is going, fuck the Seahawks, man. Fuck those goddamn posers. With their Care Bear quarterback.
And their 12th man.
Their 12th man, who's going to at least demand a contract sooner or later, don't you think? How are they getting away with the salary cap without having to pay that?
On multiple occasions, they've actually created minor earthquakes, which is disturbing, and you should
right.
think about that.
Right.
Yeah, you should think about that where you live. Holy shit. I mean, you know, no, not being one to cause panic, but when you live on the rim of fire, you know, you don't want to be causing artificial earthquakes.
Well, I'm Tom. He's John. This is the Bang Radio Hour, show number 246. And, you know, I hadn't even thought about this, John, until I heard Obama say it. So that tells me we've progressed because, you know, he hosted, you know, the Super Bowl champions, as the president
right.
does every year. And this is what he said about Russell Wilson.
He also became only the second African-American quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl. And the best part about it is nobody commented on it.
Until you did.
Right.
I never heard a word until Obama said it.
Right. And by the way, is there anybody in his family that's African? I mean, maybe three or four generations ago, but I mean, come on, let's face it. He's got more in common with a Cabbage Patch Kid than he does with a Maasai warrior, don't you think?
Well, I was impressed when I thought about it, you know, because we're always talking about it. You know, aren't we beyond this stuff yet? You know, and man, not one word. I never heard anything about Russell Wilson. I, you know, maybe somebody else did from some other source, but man, I mean, I watch a lot of, you know, sports coverage and nothing. Never heard a word about it until now.
It's because he's half white, you know, Tom. You have to make sure you pay attention to all media.
I wonder if that's why.
He's half white, so we can accept that.
All right, well, this is we're way ahead of last year, our second off-season show. We did the show and covered the Olympics and talk stuff. We got a lot to get to today.
Right. Now, today, let's see, we're going to make sure there's no more racism, and we're killing homophobia, too, all in one fell swoop. We're cleaning up the planet.
Coming up here, I don't know if you knew this or not, John, but there is a gay guy in the NFL now.
You know, I've heard about that, but, you know, Tony Romo keeps being seen with these starlets, you know? So I guess maybe, what are they? They fronts or covers?
All right. I also don't know if you knew this, but there's a racist owner in the NBA.
I've heard about that fella. He's not very... He's a terrible tipper down at the car wash.
And you may not know there's a blind college football player about to be.
That one I didn't know about.
Yeah. I wait till I tell you about this. And
does the gay player get to be near him?
And you may not know, you had to have heard this, that Peyton Manning was arrested with cocaine and weed.
I did hear about that. And let me tell you, Peyton's grown some very nice breasts in the last couple of months.
Well, Peyton Manning was pulled over by the cops Sunday in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
And they smelled marijuana. So, you know, if they smell it, they can search your car.
Well, he drives a Buick Marijuana, doesn't he? Is that what the name of that car is?
I have no idea.
Advertises?
But they found weed and a few baggies of cocaine, and Peyton was in the car with some guy named Kenneth Sowards. And they were both arrested and charged with felony possession of cocaine and marijuana. We're talking about Peyton Manning, John.
Peyton Manning. You know, and he was telling his Buick, hide the drugs, but it didn't
No, he wasn't, but she was, because it's an 18-year-old girl in Nashville whose actual given name is Peyton Manning.
And 18 years ago, he was at Tennessee, right? So we can put two and two together as to where she got her name.
Yeah, he was the quarterback at Tennessee when this Peyton Manning was born, and her family's last name is Manning, and they live in Tennessee, so they probably felt, hey, let's name her Peyton Manning. This is great.
Why not? They could, you know, hey, honey, in 18 years, she'll get busted with some pot, and we can make a big joke about it.
I don't know if it's tough to go through life with the same name as a famous NFL quarterback.
Well, if you get busted with pot and cocaine, everybody knows about it. That's for sure. You're not going to carry a low profile if you do something like that.
Well, evidently it drove her to drugs.
What if Peyton Manning got caught selling blowjobs out behind a dumpster or something? Wouldn't that headline be great?
Jesus.
Peyton Manning busted for prostitution.
That is a great, it was one of the best news teases ever, though. Peyton Manning busted for marijuana and cocaine. Everybody's like, what? What are you talking? And then, it's some 18-year-old girl, you know.
Yeah, you know, the headline reader got the most clicks. I clicked it, you know, and so did everybody else. They went, what?
Yep.
And that headline writer said, yeah, man, cha-ching.
Right, exactly. All right. Well, let's get on to the NFL draft.
With the 22nd pick in the 2014 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Johnny Manziel, quarterback, Texas A&M.
All right, hold on. I got to pull this up because when we were watching the draft, well, actually, well before the draft, let's see here.
Oh, this was speculation all over the place. I didn't make this up.
Well, no, but this was, I want to see, this was on draft day, that Thursday, May 8th, and this was sent to me at 12:50 p.m., and it's from you. You texted me, and it says, and with the 16th pick in the NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select quarterback Johnny Football. Now, we're sitting there watching the draft, and Dallas is up, and Manziel's sitting there, and I read that text to my son. He couldn't even believe it, and his mouth about hit the floor. And I swear, I thought it was going to happen.
I thought it was, too, and so did NFL Network, because they started talking about it, like, with 5 minutes to go before the pick was due in, like it had happened, and they were talking about it, like, here's how they're going to work it with Romo, and these are the kind of packages they'll be able to bring in, and this is what they'll do with Manziel, and then they said, and the Cowboys select offensive lineman Joe Schmo, and everybody on NFL Network went.
And they had nothing to say.
They had nothing to say. Oh, yeah, he's big. Yeah, he can block, too. Yeah, he's big.
Wow.
So, I thought it was the smart pick. I mean, you know, considering how badly depleted the Cowboys are, to go for an offensive lineman to protect Romo so that he can choke it up at the end. Dude, let me ask you this. Because I haven't talked to you, really. But you've noticed that Tony Romo keeps showing up at these other teams' sporting events, then they lose, right? He's got their hat on, and they lose.
Means nothing. Means absolutely nothing.
Not okay, there's something to this.
Stop.
There's something to this. He's a bad juju, man. He's bad juju. He just can't get it done for anybody.
I'm sitting here hitting my e-cigarette.
Oh, you're vaping.
Yes. I'll tell you what. An amazing invention. Amazing invention.
Tom's got his little beret on, and he's got his goatee that he's going to go sit down at the coffee shop and snap his fingers to some hip poetry while he vapes.
Hey. My wife and I are saving a ton of money, about $300
a
month.
Cherry pomegranate today.
$300 a month we're saving, and no, it's called Blue Water Punch.
Oh, hey. I got it, man. Let's mix Windex with some, like, fruit juice. Sell it to those vapor guys.
We've been on these things for a couple months, man. I feel so much better. Unbelievable.
Hey, you know what? I make fun, but that's good. You quit smoking. You know, that's good.
Dude, I smoked cigarettes every day for 25 years, over a pack or more a day. And it's great. Tell you what. When I went in there, I was like, oh, okay, another stop smoking scam. This thing, I'm going to do this, and it's not going to work. But it works, because you're getting your nicotine, and you get your hand, you know.
Your hand to mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not gay.
Yeah.
I bet you our boy Eagle fan couldn't say that. He couldn't say hand-to-mouth fix.
That sound gay as fuck. Goddamn.
Yo, we with vaping.
All right, so the Cleveland Browns got Manziel, and of course, right away, just a week after the draft, a lawsuit and a restraining order filed against Johnny Manziel. And it's, I'm telling
you. Dude, as soon as he got drafted, the NFL went, hey, who's their best receiver? Suspend his ass. The owner talked to a homeless guy about drafting him. Then they draft him, and then they tell him he's second string in front of the whole world.
Right. But then his receiver, look, hey, Josh Gordon, man. Josh Gordon has a problem.
You can't stay off the weed.
Right.
Especially at this time of year. Don't we know that this is the time of year when they do the test? They do the test in April and May.
No, but he had already failed three, so he's getting tested.
Oh, he's in the program.
Yeah, he gets tested up to 10 times a month.
You got to be stupid if you're going to get away with that.
Because for anybody who doesn't know, that's how that works. The first failed test, which you only have to take once a year, which is during training camp, I believe.
Right.
You can smoke marijuana 11 months out of the year as long as you don't test positive at that training camp test.
Right, okay. You know, if you fail a test, you get put into the program, and where you have to get tested up to 10 times a month. You know, that's it. You get warned, and you get put in the program. If you fail a second test,
yeah,
then you get fined 4 game checks. You don't get suspended, but you get 4 game checks taken away from you, and then if you fail the third test, that's when you get a suspension, which he got last year. Remember, he was suspended at the beginning of the season. So you miss another test, and now you're out for at least 1 year, and then you have to apply for reinstatement, and you're still getting tested. So, yeah, you know, just, I mean, did he think? Well, I don't know what he was thinking. He wasn't, you know, it's like, what, I can do this?
If you're an owner, though, dude, you can drive around at 100 miles an hour drunk off your ass with pills all over your fucking car, and nothing will happen to you.
That's right, Jim Irsay of the Colts. That's exactly right.
Hey, let's go for a ride, Coach Dundy.
Coach Dundy.
No wonder he tweets like an idiot.
Right.
Right. So Manziel, you know, the homeless guy tells the owner to draft him. His jersey sale goes through the roof. He's a sophomore coming into the league. I know you like him, but I think it's just a bust waiting to happen.
Well, I don't know.
Tell me the difference between him and Vince Young.
I think Vince Young had some issues, man, with the pressure and everything, and playing at that level. I just think he was crumbling. I don't think Manziel will.
I think one of the reasons that gave Vince Young the pressure is that he didn't understand offense. You know, he was a single-read quarterback. I don't know that, you know, I tell you what, the John Gruden quarterback school, you know, he took that kid through there, and when he came out, he said, this is one of the stupidest kids I've ever seen. He couldn't figure out the basic plays. He was always trying to break it down and do something else. If Gruden would ask him things like, where's your check down for this?
You're talking about Vince Young or Johnny Manziel?
Manziel!
Well, my God, Gruden did nothing but say everybody should draft him. And during that first round, he's like, somebody, I can't believe he's fallen. They need to take this kid. This is ridiculous. He couldn't believe it. So I don't get that. I don't understand that.
All right. I'll tell you what. I don't believe in the young man. I don't think I think he's in a bad situation, for one. He's in Cleveland. They're a mess. They're not going to make any smart moves. They're you know, next month they're going to fire the coach. They're going to hire whoever the ice cream man is that gives the owner a discount. He's going to be the coach.
I don't know. We'll see, man. I think Cleveland has made some great moves. I think, you know, they've got a whole new staff, whole new front office. They've signed some awesome free agents this offseason.
Hey, I thought they were a good team last year. They were on the verge of becoming a good team. I think they have a good defense, and I like Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, well, you know, I do too. And it's Hoyer's job to lose right now. So, and I don't think Hoyer's got any problems. I mean, you look where he came from. He learned under Belichick and Brady, and he looked great when he played last year until he got hurt. So
he is going to go into this year with the express purpose of auditioning for a job someplace else.
Well, you don't know, man. You just never know. You don't.
Yeah, they ain't drafting Manziel and Johnny Football to sit on the bench for long.
Well, they got him. Keep in mind now, they got him with the 22nd pick. He wasn't even their first pick in the first round. So it's not like they thought, we have to have this guy. He has to be our franchise quarterback. You know, it's not like they have to give him a ton of money. So, you know, but what if Hoyer gets hurt? Then they've got Manziel to turn to and see if he can get it done. So I think if Hoyer's winning football games, they're going to stick with him. I don't think it matters, you know.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm going to bet against him.
Anyway, so this lawsuit was filed in it was actually filed in Florida District Court.
Florida. So nothing weird comes out of Florida. This could be interesting.
Right.
Florida's usually on the level.
Now, we understand that this is a frequent filer. This is somebody who files, and the name was under Samantha Schacher, which is really an alias.
Right.
But still the lawsuit, man. Let me read this.
All right.
I am filing a restraining order against Johnny Manziel, who is the quarterback for Texas A&M University football team. Defendant Manziel has been sexually harassing me since Valentine's Day 2013, calling me nonstop on my Samsung phone and sending me naked selfies of himself showing me his penis. This is clearly sexual harassment, and I seek $25 million in punitive damages for emotional distress.
He has a very ugly penis, and it was causing me the most emotional distress I've ever had. I felt like I was $25 million worth of emotional distress.
On Christmas Eve 2013, Johnny Manziel sent me an Instagram photo of himself naked. Facebook with Manziel putting a hot dog bun between his penis. Well, I think she meant
he's shoving up his pee hole and say, "Here, look, here's a bouquet of flowers for you." What the hell is that?
I don't know how you put a hot dog bun between the penis. I'm sure that was backwards.
Well, he's Johnny Football. He can do things normal people cannot.
He was smiling, calling me ho ho ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Come put mustard on my wiener. That's what he said.
Well, then he called me up and said he wanted a threesome with Dr. Drew. Because I apparently...
get out of here.
Well, Samantha Schacher of the Dr. Drew Show on HLN.
Dr. Drew is a pervert.
Is where this came from. But like I said, this is an alias name being used here.
No kidding. Get the fuck out of here, really?
During last year's Nathan's hot dog eating contest, we're big fans of that. Defendant Manziel sent me a naked photo of him with a ruler next to his erect penis that measured 4.5 inches while holding up a sign, "You know you want me, Samantha."
4.5 inches. I bet that Japanese guy that eats all the hot dogs up in Coney Island's got a bigger one than him.
That is disgusting, and Manziel humiliated me. Defendant keeps asking me to strip for him at his boy LeBron James's crib in Miami.
I'm not going to do it, you know. I'm not that kind of girl.
Johnny Manziel also told me he does steroids and lifts weights, and if another man ever talks to me, he would beat them up and get away with it because he's famous.
I'm famous. I do steroids. My dick is 4.5 inches long, and I can put it in a hot dog bun and take a picture and send it to you, because it's Valentine's Day. He was so romantic at first, you know, and then it turned so ugly. $25 million worth of ugly.
Manziel called me up drunk Halloween of 2013 and confessed to me he cheated on his college exams.
I did. They asked me what color was air, and I didn't know, so I wrote blue, and they said yes, and I'm going to make a few million dollars. And he was crying, so I said, "Oh, that's poor for you." And then I feel like he owes me $25 million for all the stress he put me through.
Manziel told me if I don't want him because his penis is small, when he gets drafted by the NFL, he will get a penis enlargement, and he'll buy me Long John Silvers.
He'll do it, too. They do it in Cleveland. It's part of your contract.
He would Skype me before A&M football games in 2013, smoking marijuana in college locker rooms. Johnny Manziel told me Texas A&M provides him with lavish girls. Circumventing NCAA rules, where he said, if I will be his girlfriend, he will buy me Victoria's Secret lingerie and Adam and Eve sex toys with secret money Kevin Sumlin provides him.
He wanted me to buy one of those masks that has a dildo on the chin. I knew what he wanted it for.
Johnny Manziel told me he wants me to be his Linda Lovelace on Deep Throat, refers Jesus to his penis Christ as his Vienna sausage, and told me good things come from small packages. Said he Skypes with Jadeveon Clowney in South Carolina, and Clowney sent Manziel a pic of his penis, which was 9 inches, and Manziel showed it to me on Skype and asked me if I could handle that monster. I asked Manziel to stop calling me, but he won't stop. I have nightmares of Manziel. He needs sex therapy. Seeing Manziel with his small penis caused me psychological, emotional distress. So there's, and it just keeps going. It's ridiculous.
One of our listeners wrote this, didn't they?
It's quite possible. I would not be surprised.
All right, fess up. Which one of you bastards put this in there?
So. Wow.
Well, you know, there's always something. There's always something. At least this one provided details. So there might be something to the claim. You never know. You never know. I think LeBron James should be depositioned.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, hey, look, he's been named explicitly as a possible accomplice in this lewd act. So, yeah, you know, I think King James ought to be hauled in right now in the middle of the freaking NBA semifinals. As a matter of fact, as I speak, they're probably playing right now. Stop the game.
All right.
By the way, there was your NBA update from the Bang Radio Hour for 2014. That was it. So any of y'all are waiting for NBA talk, there it was.
Well, we will have a little discussion about a certain NBA owner coming up here.
No, that's right. We will. God damn it. See, there we go, man. We're like almost quadrupling our NBA output today.
But right now, let's talk about Missouri defensive end Michael Sam.
Gage!
Do we have to? Oh, he's such a queen.
He was drafted in the 7th round by the St. Louis Rams, the first openly gay player to get drafted in the NFL. He'll probably be the first one to play in a game. I don't if he makes the team.
Dude,
I mean,
this is we talked about this before. And you know what? It happened exactly the way we said. If somebody wouldn't have drafted him, the militants were ready to say, "How can you not draft the number one SEC player? And he's this, you can't draft, they're homophobes." So somebody has to draft him. So the NFL cooks it up with Jeff Fisher and they draft him. But what happened? What happened after that, right? Freaking press conference. Michael Sam, you, gay guy. Let me ask you a question, gay guy. Hey, you over there, what's it like to play with the gay guy? Hey, coach, what's it like? You're coaching the gay guy. What do you think about the gay guy?
Well, you know, it's funny. ESPN had cameras in his house when he got the call from the Rams, and they were talking about it on TV, and they had it all, and it went down.
There you see him on the phone, and there you see the raw emotion. We've seen this so many times over and over again for so many players.
Oh my God, just bawling.
Thank you.
I think you can tell which one of them is the guy in the relationship, can't you?
Based on the crying, I'm not sure.
Oh, no, you can tell. You can tell. You can tell. Because the little guy is crying like a girl. I mean, really, if you're going to be gay. But you're going to be a fag about it. Jeez.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people saw that and, you know, heard about that. But I don't know if they saw the other kiss. And let's do a field trip.
Let's go on a Bang cartoon field trip.
Time for a field trip.
Let's go on a Bang cartoon field trip.
And now a field trip.
Late night with ESPN.
Yeah, right. All right. If you go to YouTube, and so let everybody get there. For those of you who have the ability to do that right now.
All right, let me do it. All right. Turn the sound
down. Get on YouTube there, and you're going to want to search Michael Sam Draft Day. That's the quickest way to get it up, and it'll be the 5th video down, says Michael Sam Draft Day Kiss Gay Lover St. Louis Rams Draft Pick. It's 37 seconds. Yeah, it's the one that's 37 seconds long. And click on that, and I'm sure we're probably going to have to sit through. No, no commercial.
Oh, he's smashing. And there's cake, and I see cake. No. Oh.
Oh,
God. Jesus, Tom.
Hey,
my
doing
marriage
it again.
Is over. Jesus, Wilma, we got to get a divorce. Look at these guys. Ah, there they are in slow motion. That's just terrible. Look, didn't I tell you? Look who's got the most cream on his face. That's the girl in the relationship. Oh, there's some more.
For those who can't see this right now, Michael Sam, he's been drafted. They're celebrating. They got cake. Michael Sam smashes cake into his boyfriend's face.
Oh.
Then he smashes cake into his own face. And then they kiss with all the cake mashed between both their faces.
They're snowballing. That's what they're doing. That was the first snowball you've ever seen on ESPN. Mel Kiper doesn't know what it is.
I think he's passing fluids back and forth. I'm not sure what's going on in there.
Bang Cartoon Field Trip.
Field Trip. Bang Cartoon Field Trip.
Field Trip.
I love that the guy is almost the last pick in the draft. There's TV crews in his house. Why is there this desire for equal treatment, you know, among, you know, whether it's sex or race, whatever, they want equal treatment, yet we've got TV crews in the home of a guy who might not even make the team. Oh, by the way, number two selling jersey of all rookies drafted.
That's all right. Let the gay people have their hero, and that's fine with me. The thing that cracks me up is that they've got these cameras in there so they can all say, look, we're cool with it. We're cool with it. We're not going to make a big deal out of it. But look at them, look at them, look at them. They're kissing. Oh, my God, look. And we're going to show it to you again so you know that we're cool with it because we're just so cool with it. Look at them, look at them, look at them. Look at them do it again. Oh, my God, there it is again. And we're cool with that. Aren't you cool with that? Why, I'm serious. On Tuesday, 6 o'clock news, local news. And here, in case you haven't seen it, are a couple of gay guys kissing after one of them makes the practice squad. You know,
right.
One
right.
of them becomes practice squad eligible. There they are. And, hey, everybody's really cool with that. And then Wednesday, it's like, let's break down how cool everybody was during the kiss. How about you? You think ESPN did all right? It's just never ending. And then Oprah wants to do a fucking TV show with this guy. The Rams had to put a stop to it, right? And you know if he gets cut, they're going to get picketed. You know, right? That's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's just crazy. And by the way, there were a lot of people that were all pissed off about the fact that Michael Sam is getting all this attention. Well, you know what? Deal with that. But these people also were saying things like, how come they don't talk about the veterans? Jesus fucking Christ. Every football game is a goddamn salute to the veterans. There's veterans all over the stage at the draft the whole damn day. Holy crap.
Yeah, and that's great.
Everybody gets so butthurt about everything, man. Oh, see, I made the gay joke.
I was at, last weekend, we have the biggest rock festival in the country. It's called Rock on the Range. It's 3 days. It's 60 bands. It's insane. And the military was represented everywhere. There were different bands brought them out on stage, you know. And that's great. That's great. That's why, so I agree with you, you know. Right. I mean, we hear about gay stuff all the time, constantly, nonstop. It's shoved down our throat. And I got no problem. I got no problem with it. I have no problem with anybody being gay as long as it's not my son.
That's fine by me. I completely get that. Look, I completely get that. It's fine by me for you. If that's
right.
What you
and,
want,
and I,
that's
honestly,
good.
Honestly, if he was, I wouldn't treat him any different. I just know the life that you got to deal with if you are. You know, you get all the crap you got to put up with.
Yeah, we are all cool with it, and it doesn't make any goddamn difference. But you know what?
No.
If I saw two of you fat-ass motherfuckers, I see you in Walmart, you big fat sows, and your big fat wives, right? If I saw you making out on a train, you're going to make me sick anyway.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to see that either.
No, I don't want to see that. You know how many people look like they should on TV? Nobody. Most of you look awful naked.
All right, listen. We got to get to break, but we got to do one more thing before we go to break. Okay,
right.
And the fact that I hate you because your Redskins got DeSean Jackson.
Oh, that was a nice move that he fell right in their laps. They're going to pay him less than the Eagles are this year. You know
bunch
right?
of damn gang thugs on the Redskins over there. He's going to bring his whole damn Crips or Bloods or whoever he's associated with.
Whatever. You know what? I don't really care if he even comes here and does anything. If he catches 40 passes, they're not going to be bombs against us because he loves doing that shit. You know, we could stash his ass in the locker room all day. I'll be happy. Fine. Stay over there.
Now Dallas will deal with it when we play you. So.
Yeah.
But, the Eagles released him because of his so-called gang ties, whatever, I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he's friends with these people. I don't know. But our favorite Eagles fan was not happy about the release of DeSean Jackson, and he's probably more upset that the Redskins got him. But here he is talking about it.
So, my nigga, you was down with the motherfucking set, nigga. You was fucking cripping and blooding and all that fucking shit, my nigga. Grape Street motherfucking killers and shit, dog. Get the fuck out of here, man. I don't know what the fucking thing, dog. This was our best motherfucking nigga, dog.
Four.
Career motherfucking year. And we just cut the nigga. We giving up $6 million for this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? By the way, shout out to my nigga Section 215 over there. I can't really get loud and flip the fuck out and want to break some shit as much as I the fuck want to. I feel like punching this fucking window out right now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's right now, it's 9 o'clock up in the morning. I don't want my dad throwing a fucking bitch fit because you know that nigga will.
My dad! My dad will throw a bitch fit!
Are you breaking the windows? Why are you breaking the windows, boy?
Boy, I don't care who done got cut. Shut your fat ass up. I'm trying to sleep. It costs a lot keeping you in frozen waffles. Shut the hell up.
Gang affiliation ties, nigga. The motherfucker was affiliated with the Crips.
Really?
My fucking phone is blowing the fuck up right now, man. We gotta get a fucking wide receiver. I don't give a fuck who it is, nigga. I don't give a fuck if it's Marquise Lee. I don't give a fuck if it's Kelvin Benjamin.
What about Riley Cooper?
I don't give a fuck. You know, I feel like karma came back and bit me in the motherfucking ass crack, nigga. Because I was talking shit about Aaron Hernandez being a gang member, and now we just cut this nigga.
11.
Get the fuck out of here, Jackson, nigga. What the fuck, my nigga? Fuck, man. Y'all have a good one, dog. Fuck this shit. I don't know what the fuck you think. We better get somebody. Fuck. What the fuck, my nigga?
I lost. There he goes. It's Curly.
What the fuck, my nigga?
His dad's in the other room. Turn the Three Stooges down, boy. I'm trying to sleep. It ain't but 7 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, Mo, we done cut that nigga. Now I'm all pissed off.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's go to break. We got to get to break because we still got to get to Donald Sterling, man, and there's a lot to talk about.
The first openly gay player has been drafted by the NFL. That's a big story. I don't know if you saw this. It was on ESPN. After being drafted by the St. Louis Rams, Michael Sam celebrated by kissing his boyfriend. This is historic. It's the first time anyone has celebrated being drafted by the St. Louis Rams.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech. VOTech.
With the 21st pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Haha Clinton Dix, defensive back, Alabama.
Do you hear one of the prospects in this year's NFL Draft is a safety named Haha Clinton Dix? No, I'm not kidding. That's a real... I'm not just not a joke. That's not a joke, his name. Stop laughing. It's not his name is Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Which incidentally is the title of the new Vanity Fair article by Monica Lewinsky.
Done.
No, Ha Ha Clinton Dix, of course, that's just his nickname. His real name is Teehee Clinton Penis. And he's just...
Hi, this is Lance Corporal DeJean.
And Lance Corporal Rogusky.
From Lima 325.
And you're listening to John and Tom on the Bank Radio Hour.
Message to the motherfucker that owned the Clippers. You bitch ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Well, Snoop Dogg let us know how he feels about L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling.
Jeez. There's such a thing called mincing words, and I think that's fine.
Right.
He doesn't do it. That's good.
So
doesn't hold back.
All this racist audio of Donald Sterling comes out, and we're not going to play it because you've heard it. If you haven't, you must not care. We're tired of it already. It was a few weeks ago, and I got to believe everybody's at least heard the quotes or parts of it. So you understand, you know, he told his woman, "Don't bring black people to my games. Don't put pictures of you and Magic on Instagram," and yada yada yada. Well, so then he gets banned. The commissioner of the NBA bans him from the NBA. This is the owner of an NBA team being banned from the NBA, and they want to force him to sell the team now. They got, you know, they needed 3/4 of the owners to vote that. Apparently, this is in their bylaws, whatever. And you heard what Snoop Dogg had to say, and Tommy Lasorda, the great Tommy Lasorda, has known Donald Sterling for a long time, and this is what he had to say about it.
I've been a friend of that guy for 30 years.
A lot of hot topic going around. What is your thought?
Well, it doesn't surprise me that he said those things.
No.
That doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
And he shouldn't have said it. And he just hurt himself by talking too much and doing things that he shouldn't be doing. That's right. And I tell you, I don't wish that girl any bad luck, but I hope she gets hit with a car.
She did, too. She got in a car accident like a week later.
What? V. Stiviano got in a car accident? I didn't even hear that.
Oh, well, TMZ was all over it, of course. You know, they have helicopters flying around that woman now. They got drones over her head. So, yeah, she got in a little fender bender and jumped out and was yelling at somebody, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?" Yeah, shut the fuck up. You hit me in the back. I'm going to be rich.
Apparently, she is his, and this is what it was called, archivist.
Oh, so in other words, she's paid to take down the words he says and publish them.
Well, he knows she's recording. She records him all the time, and this is at his request. So there's really nothing he can do about that. But I guess he should have thought his archivist, you know, was somebody he could trust.
You have to specify to take out certain words. You know, gotta be a little slicker than that.
I don't know what she wanted or if it's because his wife is suing her for $2 million over some stupid crap. I don't know. But, that's V. Stiviano. And you know, everybody was talking about her being his mistress, and his wife claims that they had an affair for 4 years and blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
And, of course, everybody's checking in on this. Here's a guy. You know, we have our Eagles fan on YouTube. There's all kinds of people on YouTube. This is Disco Sean 21, and this was right after the NBA announced that Donald Sterling was banned.
Donald Sterling is out, and Disco Sean 21 is in. Oh. Racism, discrimination will not be tolerated here in America, the NBA. Now all we have to do is fight together to change the world. Power to the people! Power to the people! Power to the people!
Wow.
You know what? Did anybody read what's his name that's on ESPN in the afternoon? His name is Obamani Jones or something like that. He's a sports writer.
Right.
He wrote a piece about this guy Donald Sterling and what he really does, what he's really done in terms of being racist. Everybody's all blowing this thing all up and everything like that, and they should, but what he really did, I mean, the fact that he paid the highest racial discrimination lawsuit in terms of housing ever.
Right.
You know, he's responsible for all the reasons why all of these systematic and so-called institutionalized racism exists, is guys like him. So, you know what? People that want to feel sorry for him and say that this woman shouldn't have put it out and where's his right to privacy, fuck his right to fucking privacy. Fuck it. You know why? Because he took everybody else's fucking dreams and shit all over them. His wife that wants to buy the team used to go around to the freaking buildings that they own and pretend that she worked for the government, was taking a census or whatever, so she could count how many black and Hispanic families that she had in there so she could move them around to keep them all together. Round them up and open up ghettos and shit. So fuck this asshole.
Well, now on the flip side here, I don't know if you heard about Jay-Z. You know, he's a part owner of the Brooklyn Nets, and he stirred up some controversy before this happened because he was wearing some bling, some sort of medallion that represented what's called the 5% Nation. Now, this is a radical race group that was founded like 50 years ago. And if you're unfamiliar with them, I'm reading here. The group believes, quote, the black man is God and created the universe and is physically stronger and intellectually stronger and more righteous naturally. Whiteness is weak and wicked and inferior, basically just an errant child who needs to be corrected. And when Jay-Z was asked if the medallion held any meaning for him, he said, a little bit. And that's it. That was the end of the story. Never heard any more about it, really. And then the stuff with Donald Sterling came out. Mm-hmm. And everybody went off on him. Well, do you know who Michael Savage is, the right-wing radio host? And yeah, I mean, he's extreme right as you can get. I mean, he, you know, you think Rush Limbaugh's right-wing. Michael Savage, if you've never heard him. But he cracks me up, makes me laugh because he's so over the top, it's almost funny. But he had some interesting comments about this Jay-Z situation.
But meanwhile, a guy named Jay-Z, a minority owner of the New Jersey Nets, was seen on the sideline wearing an enormous medallion from the Whites Are Devils group. Enormous. Did you miss that one? From the New York Post, and I'll quote, quote, black people are the fathers and mothers of civilization. White men are the devil. The Christian God is nothing more than a ghost, and only a small percentage of people understand the world. These are just some of the beliefs behind the bling, the gaudy 5% nation medallions worn by Jay-Z.
So, you know, he called him out. He's the only one I heard it from, you know.
To be perfectly honest, Tom, I do feel like an errant child that needs to be disciplined sometimes, but my wife does all right with that. And, you know, that's really not for everybody's edification. But the fact of the matter is we are the white devil, and we deserve everything that's going to happen to us because, you know.
Right.
But we're all right with that. We're cool with that. By the way, we were watching two gay guys kiss, and we were all right with that. So you black people can leave us alone now, right? You can see we're cool, all right?
You know, I never heard Donald Sterling say the N-word.
No, he does. That's not the. Back in his day, they called him schwatzers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. No, the Negroes.
Ah, he said Negroes.
Look, man, I don't know what the Eagle fan is bitching about. They do have Riley Cooper. And if anybody wants to be called my nigga, I'm sure it's him.
Well, now, okay, so like I said, they banned him. They want to make him sell the team. Now, Donald Sterling, he's not going to go away without a fight. Sports Illustrated says his lawyer sent a letter to the NBA threatening to sue, and it should go without saying he's not going to give up the Clippers without a fight. The letter also states that Sterling will not be paying the $2 million fine they hit him with. Yeah, that was on top of the ban. Plus, he's fine. Wow. You're fined $2.5 million, and you're banned from the NBA, and you're giving up your team. The fine is already past due because his lawyer says he did nothing wrong and no punishment is warranted. And the NBA is expected to argue that Sterling violated Article 13D of the NBA Constitution, which bars owners from engaging in unethical conduct or taking positions adverse to the NBA.
It's Article 13, Section 3, Line B.
Okay. Thank you, Tom Jackson. That's right.
Video.
Well, we got audio.
Video.
No audio, Tom.
It's Article 13, Section 3,
okay.
Line B.
Calm down, Tom. We understand. Tom Jackson. He's all, you know, Tom Jackson's upset about this.
Look, man, if he was smart, he would sell today. The dude is 81. He has some kind of what is he got? Pancreatic cancer or something? He's got some kind of cancer. He's going to last another year at the most, all right? He should sell the team today so he can get the money to give to the rest of his family. Because what's going to happen is if they tie him up in lawsuits, it's going to go into escrow after he dies and his wife's going to get screwed out of everything, which she should. He bought that team for $8 million, right? He's going to sell it for what? $350 million, $400 million, $800
right.
million?
Right.
And you know who? Yeah, here's, you know what? Everybody wants to know what her motivation is. Magic Johnson wants the team, so he said, "Look here, you go in there and you get him to say this."
Yeah,
actually, it's Magic Johnson. So he said, "Look here, you go in there and you get him to say this."
Well, you know, I mean, when I heard the guy was 81, I went, "Oh, I get it. Why is everybody so shocked by this? He's 81 years old. What do you think he?" Of course.
Right. You know, and the thing is, that would be A-okay if it was just your garden variety grandpa sitting on the porch racist who has those clever little funny things that he says, right? But this guy literally is an evil bastard, man. He really is. And everything that's going to happen to him now before he dies, I hope it stings and hurts, and I hope he gets Michael Sam's dick in his ass.
Well, you know,
so there.
Sterling was on. He was on Anderson Cooper. He did the Anderson Cooper show May 12th. The guy's trying to talk to anybody that will let him on. Although I think the media people have grown tired of him already.
Hey, Larry King and him—that would be a hell of a pair, wouldn't it?
Right.
We got a combined age of what, 175?
Larry King's like, I couldn't agree with you more. You know,
I remember you from down on the corner.
Right.
You were always talking about the Schwarzes.
Cooper asked Sterling about racism being a problem in America.
Is it a problem in America, racism? I mean, do you think it's...
I don't think so. I don't think it's any... I think it's better than any other place in the world.
You don't see it as a big problem
that
here?
That may be true.
I don't see it. I'm not, you know, an African-American. You know, take Judaism and... I don't think the Jews have any problem. I mean, there's a couple of people that... they killed the Jews coming out of a synagogue, and they remember all this. But in general, I think America handles everything well.
Yeah, really?
Well, you know what? Compared to the rest of the world, we do okay. And that's not to slight a lot of you over there and the rest of the world that are listening to us. But in terms of being open about those kinds of problems and trying to do something about them, yeah, we do. We try to get along here. There's some of you people out there in the world that will not put up with some shit.
Right.
Right.
They'll just kill you.
Right. Hey, all you black guys over in Russia, power, baby. Power to the people.
But this was interesting. Sterling went on to talk about the difference between the black community and the Jewish community.
That's one problem I have. Jews, when they get successful, they will help their people. And some of the African Americans, maybe I'll get in trouble again. They don't want to help anybody.
Huh. Maybe I'll get in trouble again.
I might get in trouble again. Was that when he was crying?
No, not yet. That's coming. But you know, you called him an evil prick, and it's funny. He doesn't see it that way. Listen to this.
What am I, a Frankenstein? What am I, some kind of a ogre? I'm a good person. I'm a warm person. I say hello to everybody who comes to the team.
Well, then why do you tell your woman not to let her bring black people to the games?
Well, I don't want to say hello to them.
I'm afraid they'll take my picture with them and put it on Instagram.
Oh, I have a bet with my friend Snooky down at the club. No, I can't have my picture taken with a black guy till 2015.
Well, now you talked about him crying, and this is where he starts crying when he talks about getting set up by V. Stiviano.
Forgive me for saying this, but she is a good person. She is a beautiful person.
Oh.
There's 15 not really. Of her, 15 Hispanic kids, sisters and brothers. And she supports them all. Perhaps she's made some mistakes. I thought she cared for me. I was stupid. How could a girl care for a man?
I was stupid.
51 years old. She didn't, or she wouldn't have released those tapes. But she's not a bad person.
You still think she's a good
person. But she's not relevant to this conversation. I don't know why she did what she did. God would tell me. Whatever she did, good or bad, I'm the guilty one for uttering those terrible, ugly words that I don't mean.
That I don't mean?
I made such a mistake. I thought that woman really cared for me.
One minute, he's saying how she's a phony and she deceived him, and the next, she's an angel who supports her entire family. I don't get it. Really.
This dude, that is the most ridiculous phony acting cry I'd ever seen. I cannot see how Anderson Cooper could sit there with a straight face.
Unbelievable.
They should tell this guy to go on Colbert. Let Stephen Colbert interview him. Tell him it's a serious interview. It's almost ridiculous. Do you think he knows Cooper's gay? Do you think he knows? Or you think if he found out after the fact, he would have gone real quick and washed his hands?
Hey, our phone's ringing. Hang on. Hi, Bang Radio Hour.
Hello,
who's this?
Hi, I'm trying to reach those boys, John and Tom. This is
Donald Sterling, owner of the Los Angeles Clippers and non-racist.
Yes, Mr. Sterling. I'm Tom. John's here with me. Welcome to the show. This is a surprise. Didn't expect this.
Well, I heard you guys were trying to help me there by playing my sincere apologies and my heartfelt pain at having said such awful evil. So I figured I'd call you up and just say hi. We could chat a bit. Maybe I could get myself out there and tell people how wonderful I am.
Well, I'm glad you did. Now, I do want to ask you right away from, played the clip.
Before we start, can I ask you just a question, man to man now, you understand? Just guy to guy here.
Oh, okay.
Are either one of you guys black or Hispanic or anything?
No, we are not. We're both white American men.
Oh, all right. So I can keep the conversation where we like it, then.
If you say so.
All right.
But I'm interested because, you know, you sat there and talked about what a phony, deceiving person V. Stiviano was, but now you say she's a good person. And you said she supports her entire family, but I'm guessing really it's you that supports her entire family.
Well, you know, whenever you look at anybody who's black or Mexican, which she's both, you know.
Right.
A white guy is somewhere in the background supporting their family somehow. So, you know, it all kind of works out in the end. That's what I meant to say, you see.
Wow.
No matter where you go, if you look back in the back, where the back all things get done, there's a rich white guy. Being taken advantage of by these people. But I love them, Tom. I love them all. So long as they don't end up in any of my photo albums.
Well, let me ask you another question.
Sure.
Just straight up. Now, did you or did you not ever have sex with V. Stiviano?
Oh, for God's sakes. Of course I did. Look at her. She's a piece of ass, and you can try to pretend she's just about anything. You can pull her off as being Asian if you want, for God's sakes. I mean, Jesus Christ, she's got a face made for it. I mean, no, she's a wonderful
All right,
woman.
I don't know why I say these awful things, Tom.
I think that there's just a problem inside of me that I think can only be solved by lots of drugs and time off in Tahiti.
Well, here, I want to play a couple... I want to play a couple things for you. V was on a couple different shows. First off, she was on Dr. Phil last week. You know who Dr. Phil is?
Yes, I know Dr. Phil very, very well. He's a nice, fine, upstanding white man.
Well, she talked about the fact that you know, you said you two have had sex. Your wife claims that you had an affair and had sex with her. But this is what she told Dr. Phil.
He's saying that you're having sex with him. His wife's lawsuit says that you're having sex with him. It's just an allegation. Doesn't mean it's true. But you understand why I'm asking. A lot of people are being led to believe that you were. And you're saying they're both wrong.
Absolutely. Not only are they both wrong, but they're lying. And it's a lie. And I know it's a lie. He knows it's a lie. She knows it's a lie.
Why would they make those lies up?
I can't get inside Mrs. Sterling's head. I don't know why she would even file that lawsuit. What Mr. Sterling did was something he did. He chose to be generous and kind to me. Why would he even allow his wife to sue me? She should address these issues with him.
So how about that?
It's true, Tom. I only gave her hot Italian sports cars and a six-figure income to take down my words and to not use them against me. And she went and used them against me because she's an evil, awful person you can't trust at all. But God bless her, she just takes care of her sick grandma. You know, and I feel so guilty when I'm banging the hell out of her. I mean, when I'm telling her to go get my dry cleaning or something. Jesus, I'm trying not to treat her so bad, but... Oh, I'm really not such a bad guy, Tom. Especially around other Jews. We take care of one another, you know.
I know. Now, Brooke Anderson from Entertainment Tonight had V on her show as well.
She's beautiful, you know. I tell you what, she's definitely somebody on my list of people that I'd like to have sex with. Not necessarily like V, but definitely with her.
All right. Well, V got really upset with her.
You did nothing.
sexual to receive these things.
No, Brooke, what I don't understand is that if I said no once, I'll say no twice, and I say no again.
You never even kissed him?
No. Why do you continue to ask me this when I just said no to you? How many times are you going to ask me this stupid question? Now, do you understand my frustration?
Well, because I'm asking you, because that is what everybody wants to know. V, you don't have to get combative. You don't have to get defensive.
No. Ask me one more time, just so we're clear.
You never kissed him. You never
touched him
appropriately.
You seem not to get it.
That sounds like a typical Saturday night when we're working together, you know. I understand exactly where she's coming from, but, you know, at the same time, Tom, you can't trust those blacks or Hispanics, and she's both of them. So, you know, you ask them all the time just about anything. Did you get a job today? No. Is that your crack? No. Did you do that drive-by? No. And they all say the same thing, so what are you supposed to think?
Well,
I mean, she's such a nice person. I can't believe I say such awful things.
Well, here's the thing.
I need help, Tom.
Obviously, but here's the thing that's so confusing is we heard you tell V not to bring black people to your L.A. Clippers games.
Well, that's true, but it sounds so bad the way she framed it, you know? The fact of the matter is I really don't have the budget to add chitlins and things like that to the snack bars.
Well,
you know, they're going to come in with their gold cups asking for Courvoisier and stuff like that. I just want to sell beer and pretzels.
Okay. Okay, now we understand. Now you've cleared the air. Now everybody should get it.
It's just a matter of cultural differences.
I get it. Okay, well, there it is. There it is.
Plus, when Magic Johnson comes, my God, you have to isolate the whole audience. He's got that AIDS, you know.
No, he doesn't have AIDS.
He's such a disgusting pervert. You know, I read back in the 80s, you got AIDS by doing it with guys like Anderson Cooper. You think him and Anderson Cooper did it?
Well, he doesn't have AIDS, but he is HIV positive. But anyway, okay. Well,
whatever.
All right.
You know, just like V's not black or Hispanic.
All right, Mr. Sterling. Well, good luck in your fight to keep your team and everything you're going through. You know, just, you know, I don't know what else to tell you.
I really appreciate it, Tom, for you all taking the time out of your day to listen to this old man trying to let everybody know that he's really just a nice guy. And if you stop by the house, I'll be sure to give you a quarter.
All right, Donald. Well, take care. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Wow, John. I couldn't even take much more of that.
He's just completely out of touch, isn't he?
He's out of his mind.
I don't know, man. Maybe some good drugs will do him some good.
All right.
Maybe the cancer's got him. You think V. Stiviano is a fan of the Giants?
The Giants, right? The Giants.
The Giants.
Oh.
The Giants.
Yes, yes.
The New York Giants.
All right. Here's a good story. Here's a good story. You know, I don't know of any sport where being able to see is pretty much, you know, it's a requirement, right? I mean, you got to be
baseball,
able to see.
Baseball, it would help, don't you think?
Well, can you imagine the batter being blind? I mean,
how about the pitcher? Oh, my God. Dude's throwing 100 miles an hour. Where? I don't know.
Well, for 17-year-old Aaron Glubb in Newton, Massachusetts, he is legally blind, but for the past 2 years, he has been the starting long snapper for his high school football team.
That's all right. I mean, yeah, I can see that. The only thing the long snapper looks with is his brown eye anyway, and everybody's one of those is blind.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think, I guess, but don't they look back, or do they not?
They look. Most of them take one look between their legs when they set up, and then they don't. They just shoot it.
Well, he's apparently really good at it. He practices with a net every morning before school. And in 2 years, John, in 2 years of playing, only one bad snap in a game.
Of course, that went straight to the safety, but we're not going to count that.
Well, that's according to his coach. His coach said he's only had one bad snap in a game.
Turn around, Brian! And he thought he yelled, like, shot the thing towards the fucking defense.
Well, if that's not impressive enough, Aaron has just been accepted to Division I Tulane University to be their long snapper.
Damn, Tulane, huh?
That's amazing. That is absolutely cool. Unbelievable.
And with the 19th pick, the Dallas Cowboys select.
Oh, no, stop it.
Blind long snapper.
I'll tell you what, man.
Blind well, Jefferson.
We've had a couple of here in the past few years that they made more than one bad snap in a game. You know, we've had some bad centers, man, when it comes to that. Ball always being snapped over Romo's head and everything else.
Yeah. It seems like, well, when Garrod was there, he was constantly snapping it when Romo wasn't ready. But what's this guy's name again? Say his name.
Aaron Golub, G-O-L-U-B, or Golub, Golub.
Blind Lemon Golub.
Yep.
Yep. Now he's down in Louisiana. He's got to get himself a blues name. Blind Lemon Golub is what I'm going with.
All right. We got to do our quick Major League Baseball update here. We're approaching midseason.
No, we're not. It's only the end of May. We've still got a month and a half to go before it's midseason.
Oh, okay.
So we're approaching the one-third part here. The Orioles have been struggling here to keep the first place in the American League East. However, the Boston Red Sox suck. I think we can all be happy about that.
Well, Jonathan Papelbon was doing an interview.
Yep.
And you don't want to miss this. This is our Major League Baseball update on this show. And this is how that went.
You made a comment a few times out ago that you felt like you had something to prove. Do you think you've proven it now?
No. I think the only way we prove that is what happens at the last 2 weeks of the season.
All right. Now, if you didn't catch it, hold on. Let me play this part again.
Do you think you've proven it now? Do you think you've proven it now?
Yes, that little...
Do you think you've proven it
that,
now?
That, yes, Jonathan Papelbon farted during the interview.
Do you think you've proven it now?
I got to be honest with you, dude. The Phillies, they are a piece of shit, that's for sure. And he's just showing it off right there. And, you know, that's not an accidental whoopsie fart either. And that is a, I'm going to shove this thing out right towards you fart. That is an aimed fart.
Oh, man.
There you have it, folks. Major League Baseball. Game of the week.
Do you think you've proven it now?
And real quick, I just wanted to mention this before we wrap it up. If you hadn't heard about Wes Welker, he went to the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, everybody was talking about Tom Brady's attire, as always. It's just, wow.
What is the matter with this guy?
I don't know.
I mean, you know what? I guess if you're one of the baddest quarterbacks around, you know, you're not much more of a tough guy than that. So you can dress like this, I guess, and run around with your shemale-looking wife.
Yeah, you guys can go Google that and see what he was wearing. But Wes Welker, man. Wes Welker walks into the Kentucky Derby and cleans up.
Pretty much everything. Exacta, trifecta, superfecta. I had 17 across the board. You name the bet, I pretty much had it. I had like a wad of tickets and almost every single one won.
That's him telling Dan Patrick what he won. And then he starts handing out $100 bills. And this is why.
Well, people wanted like autographs and pictures and stuff coming down. So I was like, hey, wouldn't $100 be nicer? And they were like, yes.
Sure.
It was perfect.
It was funny watching
that. Here you go.
So instead, yeah, they come up and ask for his autograph. He just hand him a $100 bill.
Some people are just charmed, man.
I'd be good with
that.
Some
people are just charmed.
Well, apparently they overpaid him.
Oh, really?
Did you hear that Churchill Downs gave you $15,000 too much?
I've heard about that. I've never heard of it actually happening. And supposedly my group got that, but we had no clue. I mean, they could have underpaid us and we wouldn't have known.
Apparently they gave you $15,000 too much. And they said it was a malfunction and that they would like the money back.
Yeah. Get in line.
Yeah, get in line. Good luck with that.
Too funny. They overpaid him, Tom. And you know that's going to count against the cap, right?
Right.
So, yeah, some people are just charmed, man.
I guess.
Good for him, I guess. Lucky. He hit the Welkerfecta.
Right.
That's what they ought to call it from here on out. You know his freaking... His Hooters girlfriend was texting away. He just hit it all. I'm set for life.
Yeah, like she wasn't before that.
That's right.
Well, till she gets a ring on that finger, she's not anyway.
Yeah, haven't done that for a while, have you, Patriots fans? Not since you got the cameras taken away. I saw that Bill Belichick is one of the most hated men in sports, according to a new poll. To which I would say, no shit, really? Get the fuck out of here. People don't like winners?
Yeah.
No shit.
Everybody hates a winner. They love a winner, and then they love to tear them down and hate them. You know, that's how it goes.
I think the best video I saw at the entire draft was Jets fans 5 years ago screaming their heads off for Mark Sanchez.
Jesus.
All right. I think I'm done.
All right.
So who do you think won the draft, by the way? You know, I tell you what, we were mentioning that. Just real quick here, on the NFL Network, they gave their grades. I swear to God, everybody got an A or a B.
Yeah.
So in 2017, everybody's going to the Super Bowl, so get ready. Donovan McNabb's going to have a heart attack.
I'll answer that the same way I answer it every year. When you ask me who did the best in the draft, I'll say, ask me in 3 years.
Oh, you know the Redskins did. We drafted some guy from Stanford named Trent. We're going to the Super Bowl.
All right. All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar. Clever.
It is. Yasukis uses a lactose-reduced milk that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yasukis supports change for life.
Yasu, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars.
Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.